What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Our Naked Story Podcast. It is me, Blake, talking to you, not live, but live to me at this exact moment in time where everything is exactly how it's gonna be, how it should be. I don't know. I got nothing. Today's episode is brought to you by Alpen Organics. Guys, I talk about it time and time and time and time and time again, and I am reaching out to you, my friends, my little electronic naked friends out there, that if you want to save 40% off of, by far, at least for me, the world's best all-organic vegan CBD oil, then head on over to alpenorganics.com and you're going to use offer code OurNakedStory at checkout to receive 40% off on Fridays, which is today, if you're listening to it today, or you're going to get 30% off any other boring non-Friday day. Alpen Organic has vegan, U.S. hemp only. It's lab tested. There's no THC, so you're not going to get high. It is non-GMO and is also a U.S. veteran company. Alpen Organics has gummies, they have tinctures, they have topicals, and they just came out with this roll-on topical, where if you have your shoulder's messed up, you just roll it on your shoulder and you're going to feel absolutely amazing. So again, you guys, head on over to alpenorganics.com and use offer code OurNakedStory at checkout and receive 40% off. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think everybody's got something to lose eventually. But this is a no-brainer. So head on over to alpenorganics.com. Use offer code OurNakedStory to receive 40% off on Fridays and 30% off on any other day. This episode is also brought to you by Summer Moon Candles. You guys, you know, I was kind of ashamed to admit that I am now a candle guy, because my whole life I've always wanted to be this like masculine man who likes fucking chopping wood and shit. Well, you know, even the most masculine men can own candles. It's not a big deal. Summer Moon Woodwick Candles is a mama-owned and operated candle company born from a desire to create high-quality, all-natural candles that are beautiful, unique, and good for the soul. Create a positive and ideal space for spiritual rest and setting intentions with our crystal-infused candles, real live crystals inside of their candles. Our hand-poured soy candles are 100% natural crackling wood wicks, which are my favorite part, and they are adorned with real crystals and dried flowers. Fill your home with an abundant aromas and good energy. Every candle is hand-poured into small batches, ensuring the attention to detail and giving the best quality possible. So, you guys, you're probably thinking, Blake, how do I get a hold of these amazing candles that you keep talking about? I'm going to tell you. Don't worry. Just go over to Etsy.com/shop/summermooncandles and use the discount code. I think it's called a coupon code on Etsy. Our Naked Story, no spaces, all capitalized. And you're going to receive 10% off of your order. So not only am I telling you how to go get them, I'm also saving you 10% off. You're welcome. So, you guys, holidays are right around the corner. All right. And I don't know if you're going to be stressed out or even if you're just looking for a good gift, head on over to Etsy.com/shop/summermooncandles and pick up your amazing, beautiful candles today. Okay. Again, you guys, use offer code OurNakedStory, no spaces, all capitalization, and you're going to receive 10% off. You're welcome. Today's episode, we speak to myself. I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, I gotta listen to you babble on for God knows how long. I don't know how long this is gonna be either, but we're gonna have a good time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, because I got a gift for you guys. So I'm gonna play that sick ass beat, and then it's gonna be me talking again. So good luck. I don't know, it's the first time I'm doing this, so we'll figure it out. All right, here we go. Play the music. Play it. Play it right now. Play it. Whether you are executive, producer, CEO, or CEO, CFO, C whatever the fucko, pizza delivery guy, firefighter, cop, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, trash man, furnace fixer, whatever you are, or whatever you want to be, I have a gift for you. And you're probably thinking right now, Blake, this probably isn't even live, first of all. Secondly, I can't see you, so how are you going to give me a gift? Well, something that I have come across within these past couple of years of doing Our Naked Story, I have been getting the most best gifts that I could ever ask for. And it's not a tangible object. It's not, you know, a handshake or high five or, you know, any type of present. Well, it is a present to me. It's not tangible. It's the gift of knowledge, the gift of understanding, the gift of answers to questions that I have had. And I think, how do I say this? I think that people need to understand that it's not about the answers to absolutely everything, but something that brings me more joy is asking questions, asking why, and trying to get deep down into an understanding of whatever my mind is set forth. And you're probably like, Blake, you're fucking high or something. No, I'm not high. All right. I'm just, I'm really worried, you know, but in a good way. I'm worried that people are going to start listening and, you know, they're really going to start helping themselves out. Cause, once everybody starts helping themselves out and, you know, nudism is a big part of my life. And I do honestly hope that everybody tries nudism at least once in their life. But what I really want to promote is just the happiness that this brings to me. And it's something that if you haven't tried this yet, you're not going to understand. I mean, there might be some kind of comparable, I don't know, happiness that you get when you eat a piece of pizza or whatever. But for me, the people I've met, the amount of confidence that nudism has brought to me, not just with my body. I'm not saying that I go out there, I'm like, oh, I'm the hottest motherfucker around. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's just knowing that this is me. This is all me. And it's the most beautiful thing to me that me has ever known or wanted to know or anything. And when you find this some kind of like utopian mindset of beauty of yourself, it helps you out so much in the real world. You can go to work, you can be having a shitty time at work, or I mean, it could be a shitty situation, and you can just be kind of just chilling, hanging out, you know, having a good time, and just like, well, you know, like, it's, you know, it's not that bad, you know, you just perspective, you know, and nudism has really brought that for me. So self-help is kind of a touchy subject to a lot of people. It was kind of a touchy subject for me. Cause you know, you're supposed to be like this, like when, especially as a man, you're supposed to be like this manly man, and you're not supposed to have feelings, and you're just not supposed to cry, and you're not supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do this, and you're not supposed to do it. You should just do whatever the fuck you're going to do. Okay. And if it makes you happy and it doesn't hurt anybody, why the fuck not? It doesn't make any sense. So, the last couple of years, you know, I've been kind of digging down deep, and you know, I've been doing the nudist thing, and that helps out tremendously. You know, the people I've met, and the stories that I hear. And one thing that I hear from just about everybody at the nudist resort is to have love for yourself, to take care of yourself. Because without taking care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now. Not necessarily just like with everything going on, but just as humanity in general. You know, people, at least in the States, it's hard to take care of yourself because you have work and you have you know, all these different things that you have to do, and your mind's so overwrapped around everything, and then you have like the news reports, and you have, and I'm not even getting into any of that. It's what I'm trying to say is that self-help or taking care of yourself is not a bad thing. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a big strong person or you're a little scrawny person, you know, you should really evaluate your life and evaluate what's going on in your life, and then you know, adapt and overcome and adjust. And instead of freaking out, ask your questions. Why am I freaking out? Why am I angry right now? Why am I sad? Why this? Why that? Why that? Why is, as children, we got pushed away from that question a lot. And now that we're adults, you know, it's kind of like a lot of people have been so trained to not ask why, to not ask questions, to take these feelings and just bury them deep, deep, deep within inside you. And then, you know, some people, they can do that. And then, they become older and they're just these grumpy ass old people, and then nobody likes them and they don't like anybody. And then it's this vicious circle of nobody liking anybody. Or you get the worst ones, just kind of like me. So you dig it all, or you bury it all deep, deep down inside you. And then one day, it just fucking explodes into this fucking catastrophic, fucking crazy explosion. Yeah, you know, I said explosion twice, but so the gift of knowledge, that's what I was trying to say. So the gift of knowledge has been the best gift I've ever had. Asking people questions, asking people, you know, how they got started with nudism or just their lives or what they would regret or what they regretted, you know, and trying to learn from other people's mistakes and then learning from my mistakes as well. And there's nothing wrong with mistakes. Everybody makes them. You're going to make more, you know, at the end of your life. And I think that the best part or the best way to go about a mistake is not, you know, is not to dwell on it too much. You know, you make a mistake. And if it's really something that should not happen again, you don't make it again, you know, and if you have to train your mind or your body or whatever to not make those mistakes, then, go from there. So, let's see. So for when we first started our Naked Story, it started off because Elizabeth and I, we met at a nudist resort and we had the same friends for a couple of years before then. We went to the same parties. We met, met the same people, knew the same people. But we never met each other. And, I was married at the time before and, she was doing whatever she was doing and it just worked out, you know, the way it was. And that is our story. Our story is how we met. And the story, it didn't start from how we didn't meet. It didn't start from our story met the moment that I laid my eyes on her, you know, and, that was our story. Cause when that happened, it's all this magic just happened after it. From there we started our Naked Story and it was about just me and her. But I started noticing that the story of our story includes everybody else that we interacted with, every person that we shook hands with, every person that we smiled at, every person that we heard their story from. And then I started thinking, oh, it's not just our naked story. It's not just mine and hers. You know, it's not just my naked story. It's ours. It's ours as a collective. It's not just our naked story as far as our, meaning the people who are nudists, you know, the people who already identify themselves as nudists or anything like that. It's ours as a humanity. And that's what this all is right now. This entire world, this entire existence of everybody and everything, it's all ours as a collective. And we need to come together because this is our world. This is, these are our, our air, our land, our seas, our earth, our planets, our stars, our galaxies. It's ours. This is our story. This is us as a collective. And, I don't know. I just feel that people, you know, we need to stop taking so many sides. We need to stop trying to understand who's right, or not understand, but trying to fight against who's right, who's wrong. There should be no right and wrong. It should be just strictly what is right for us. I hope that makes sense. I don't know. I'm doing this by myself. So usually somebody's like, oh, that's not a good idea. I don't know. I'm just babbling here. You could be like, this guy's a fucking idiot. I'd be like, all right, probably. I don't know. But anyways. But I think right now, and if you don't want to, you don't have to, I'm just a person. Nobody might not even listen to this. I don't know. But if this does touch one person, I think that'd be pretty cool. And if that makes one person help out another person and that person can help out another person, then I think that would be a pretty magical moment, you know? So, all right, let me get into it. So, Elizabeth let me borrow this book, when I first met her. It's called The Four Agreements. It's written by Don Miguel Ruiz. Sorry. It's a practical guide to personal freedom. Okay. The book is 140 pages. Honestly, that's with all the baloney in the back. But what is it? Oh, no, those are also with the other books. Oh, it's two more pages. Anyways, it's 140 pages. So if you really wanted to, I read it in a day. So they're like small pages with pretty big lettering. But if you can find this book, please try to go out and get it. Even if you can borrow it or get an ebook or even just listen to it, it's a very good book. So, I did a thing, about a month or two ago where I was trying to do the four agreement challenge. So once a week we did one of each four agreements and then, we tried putting that into, and I say we as in, the people that are listening to me, I don't know if anybody really did it. I did it. and it makes you feel amazing. So I'm just going to run through it real quick. I'm not going to read the whole book to you, but I do want to give people kind of a little bit of kind of cliff notes, I guess, for these. Because these are kind of just, they're agreements to, or like a guide to help you with yourself, you know? And again, if you help yourself, then you can help other people. And one of my favorite quotes, I don't know if it's an actual quote or not, but my dad said it to me. He said that if, you know, if you're in an airplane, you know, you hear them where the flight attendants, they say, you know, always put your mask on first before helping other people. And my dad said it once and I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But when I was going through a really bad time in my life, you know, I understood it. I was like, dude, I can't help anybody because I'm depressed. I'm miserable. This is a horrible, horrible time. And I don't know. Just keep that in mind, you guys. You can't help other people unless you help yourself. So the four agreements, you guys, number one is going to be impeccable with your word. The second one is don't take anything personally. Third one is don't make assumptions. And the fourth one is always do your best. Now, this isn't something that you can kind of just do overnight. This is a practice every single day, every encounter that you have, whether it's with yourself or with other people, you have to keep, working on it. It's the same as, you know, working out or even a new diet or anything that you got to keep working on. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake and you don't necessarily start over. You just, you keep going and there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. So I'll kind of just go through a little bit with you guys. So be impeccable with your word. It's speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about other people. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Now, this is kind of a hard one, especially with, I don't know. I think it's just human nature to kind of talk about people and gossip. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a saint, you know. I don't mean to. It's not always a bad thing that, you know, but it's not always a bad thing that I always, when I talk about somebody, when they're not here. But I do catch myself sometimes where I'm like, you know what, I probably wouldn't have said this if they weren't here right now. And if you have that mindset where if they're not here right now and I want to say it to their face, I probably shouldn't say it behind their back. Because I don't know about you guys, but I don't like when people talk about behind my back. Yeah, it doesn't really bother me, but I also don't like it. And it's, I think something else that gets kind of misconstrued with fucked up with that. That the person's not there to defend themselves. You could be, you know, saying, oh, you know, fucking, I'm trying to use a name. I don't know. I know a lot of people's names. Whatever. X. X does, you know, likes to eat pumpkins and smear the pumpkin juice all over his shins or whatever. And, you know, and the person, it could be a total lie. And then something else that happens too is when you talk behind somebody's back, especially to somebody who doesn't know that person, it gives them this like false narrative or this false thought of who this person could be. And, you know, I really try hard where if somebody's going to meet somebody for the first time that I'm not, I don't really like too much, or I don't really kind of want to be involved with, I don't tell them anything from my past with that person. I let them make their own judgments. Cause it's happened before where, you know, you're about to introduce, or like you and your friend are together and they're like, oh, this is my friend, whatever. But you know, he's kind of a douchebag. And then that's already put into your brain, you know? So now when I meet the friend, I'm like, all right, I don't care what you say. You're already a douchebag because my other friend already said that, you know? Which, I mean, I should also, you guys see what I'm saying though. So, let's see. Sorry guys. I'm just freeballing this. So let me take a drink real quick. Sorry, I want to show you guys. There's a. God, I wish I could just read this whole book to you guys. There's just so many beautiful things. Okay, I'm not, because if I read you one quote from it, then I'm going to want to read the whole thing and then we're going to be here all night or day, whatever. So being impeccable with your word, rule number one. Another one, reason for that one. Another tidbit, I guess, would be avoid using the word to speak against yourself as well, which was actually one of the reasons why Elizabeth brought this book to my attention was because I was going that time where I'm like, oh, well, I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. I can't do anything right. I can't do that. And that that is the equivalency of talking bad about somebody else too, because you are somebody. You're not somebody else, but you are somebody, and you shouldn't disrespect yourself in that way. And you shouldn't be using the power of your voice or the power of your word to even put yourself down. So you gotta be careful of that one. So I'm trying to think of how I want to do it, because I was thinking about, oh, maybe I should just do a whole segment on just the first one, but I don't want to keep you guys waiting week after week, even if you are listening to this or not. But so again, you guys, just be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity, and speak with truth and love. It's very hard to do, especially when people are being douchebags to you. But when we get into these other agreements, then it's going to be a little bit easier to do that one, I think. So the second agreement is don't take anything personally. So I was struggling a lot with this one, because whenever somebody would ignore me, or if somebody would be mean to me or talk shit about me or to me or whatever, I would take it very personally. Like, why don't they like me? And you know what? And I don't know. Like, I think everybody wants to be liked a little bit. Like, those people are like, oh, I don't care if you like me. Well, I don't know. I feel like you should care a little bit, you know? I mean, you probably shouldn't care if you're doing your part and you're a nice person and somebody doesn't like you for whatever, then you'd be like, oh, okay. I mean, if somebody doesn't like you, you should probably reevaluate yourself. Like, oh, there you go. There's that question again. Oh, why doesn't this person like me? Am I a douchebag? Am I this? And don't get so defensive about it. Sorry. Okay. So don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dreams. And when you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Needless suffering. You don't need it. Why live any day, you know, suffering or being unhappy or pondering on, you know, somebody's actions towards you? Instead, try turning it around a little bit. If somebody's being mean to you, you know, or does something to you, just ask them, be like, hey, are you okay? Like, you know, somebody's like, you know, fuck you in traffic. Well, I guess in traffic, you can't really pull over and have a conversation. I don't recommend that, because you don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know. Just if so, like somebody at work or something like that, just be like, hey, man, like, are you all right? Like, you know, well, I don't know. They might be a fucking asshole afterwards too. They might just be like, no, fuck you, I'm all right, whatever, you're just blah, blah, blah. I don't know. If you get a moment to just kind of relax, ask them, why are they like this? Why are you okay? Is there anything that I can do to help you out? And you obviously don't tell them to stop being an asshole, but you can be like, hey, is there anything I can do to help you out? Are you okay? Are you okie dokie? You don't know. You don't. What if that person, I don't know, just got divorced, or they fucking spilled coffee on their favorite shirt or something? There's could always be an explanation for somebody else being, you know, being mean to you. Sorry, I was kind of thinking, because I guess I not disagree with this agreement either, but I do think to a certain point you should take things personally. And I know I just like totally back, like went around in circles, but hopefully somebody can, I don't know, comment or reach out to me if they have the same view. But in a way, if somebody is you know, I think you guys have to kind of like, you have to really evaluate what the, like what the bad thing is. You know, if somebody's like, you know, you're lazy, you know, and you can't be like, oh, it's probably just because, you know, you didn't sleep last night. Like, you might be a lazy person. You know, they might just be telling you the truth and trying to help you out, you know? So like, I guess you would have to decide what exactly is like a good or bad word, I guess, or like whatever would be your feelings. Again, you guys, this is what I do when I'm home alone. Just talk to a microphone. But anyways, so I don't know. I guess I'm going to ponder a little bit more on that one. Cause usually when I was doing it, I took it more of as if somebody's kind of treating me badly out of the blue, you know, like they really don't have a reason to treat me badly. They're just being an asshole. You know, I'd get really defensive, but then if I'm like, oh, hey, are you okay? Then, so maybe we'll just go with that. Let's, at least I'm going to do that. So if somebody's being an asshole to you for no reason, don't take it personally. But then you should also reevaluate yourself. It might be a true statement, you know, what they're saying. I don't know. Something to think about. Let me know what you think. So, yeah. All right, guys, third one. Don't make assumptions. Very hard not to do, because if you're like me, you don't like asking people things as far as like if you can do something or whatever. You like to beat around the bush a little bit. That's me. I like to beat around the bush. I don't like to be fully upfront with people. It's not a good trait to have, but it is a trait that I'm working on with this agreement. So find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life, which is true. Because, again, you guys, this could fall into a category of, you know, you see somebody and they like, they don't even say hi to you. Like, you're like you say hi to them every day or whatever, and they don't say hi to you. And all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck just happened? Usually that person says hi to me. Now they're not saying hi. Go up to them and ask them, hey man, are you all right? Is everything okay? Like, I just noticed you, you know, you're kind of being weird against me. It's such an awkward situation to be in when you have to ask somebody if they like, I don't know about not like you, but like if something's going on, or even, I don't know, say you want a raise or something, or, I don't know, fucking, I don't know why I just got off work. So maybe that's why I'm thinking about work. Say you want a raise, whatever. Right. I go, you know, no, I'm not even going to ask, cause it'll probably be no. Well, you're just assuming it's going to be no. And if you don't ask the question, regardless, the answer's going to be no. You know. So, yeah, go out there, you guys, ask questions, ask people what's wrong, ask people, whatever expression that you really want to get out there, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And like I said, the worst that's going to happen is it's going to be no. And, then you're still stuck in the same position you're in before you even said something. Now, if you're one of those people like me, well, how I used to be, where you couldn't take no, or not no for an answer, but like, no would just like crush you and you'd be like, well, I give up or whatever. Don't let it overcome you. You know, things are just what they are. Sorry. I'm just talking, you know, I don't even know why you guys are listening to me. Sorry. I'm going to drink real quick. All right. I'll do the bathroom real quick. So give me 1 second. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I'm not really sorry. I had to pee. I don't know what to tell you. So, so guys, don't make assumptions. Try to change your life with this one. Just, I don't even know what it is. It might just be the fear of getting let down, maybe, or I don't even know how, cause it happens to me a lot. You know, I want to ask somebody, or I just want to, I assumed a lot, you know, before, and you know, it's getting better. I'm working on it, calling people out on things, you know, just so I can get a better understanding. But it's hard. It's hard to be in that awkward situation where you don't want to like offend anybody, or you don't want to, cause drama or anything like that. I don't know. I think if you can confront it in a sincere way, you know, where you truly are, I mean, whatever the situation is, you truly are just looking for the most positive outcome. I don't think anything's wrong with that. So the last of the four agreements is my personal favorite, because it was the hardest for me to work on. And, not necessarily have I mastered it yet, but I've definitely seen a huge improvement in my happiness, especially at work, which work is a big thing for most people. For me, work is work. I get paid to sit there for whatever, 8 to 10 hours, not sit there. I mean, I work, but I mean, that's in the big picture. That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just sitting, just doing whatever somebody else tells me, you know, and that's the route you want to go. You know, you have a choice. So these people are like, oh, you know, I wish I could just live on the road and not do anything. You can. But you also have to realize, you know, you're probably not going to be living the same life that you are. So if you can change your whole mindset on how you want to live, you know, then you're going to have to change, you know, what else you have too. And I guess I'm talking more about like tangible objects. You know, a lot of people, they want to live on the road and they want to have all this money. But if you don't have a job, you don't have money, unless you're a trust fund baby. I don't know. If you are, then fucking good luck out there. I don't know. But it's a possibility, you know, whatever you want to do, it's possible. And, sorry, a little tangent real quick. So I used to have this strong, strong belief that you have money, time, and health, and you can't have all three at the same time. I was so stuck to that, so hard. And I had a conversation, with Sam. So she was on our podcast with Patrick a couple months ago. I had a conversation with her, and she's like, no, I don't agree with that. She said, I had all the time, or there was a moment in her life where she had all the time to do whatever she wanted because she didn't have a job. She had all the money she wanted she had the money. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was the money that she needed to live her lifestyle. And then she had her health. She was young. She was a runner, so she had all three at the same time. So I guess you just have to, in that situation or in those time, money, health scenario, I guess you would have to define how much time you want, how much money you actually need and want two different things. Because if you break down money to more of a subcategory, or if you break, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say, but what I'm trying to say is, like, if you break down, your actual needs, I believe as Socrates says that, what do you need? I don't know. What do you need? I just read it yesterday. Fuck. I don't know. Health, food, water. There's one more. I don't know. But, technically that's really all you need. You just need food and water. Oh, shelter, I guess. And I would probably put in a companion. I like having somebody with me. It's pretty cool. Luckily I have Elizabeth, but if I was single, I'd still like to have like a friend or something, buddy to hang out with, talk with, or something like that. I don't know. Friends are good. Friends are real good. I think everybody should have friends. So if you don't want a friend, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I do. So man. All right. Back to the fourth agreement, you guys. I'm sorry. So this one changed my outlook on life 100%. Always do your best. But Blake, it's so simple. Of course, you just do your best. No. Let me tell you the rest of it. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best and you avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Dude, at first, I was like, all right, I'm just going to do my best. I'm going to try hard. And I'm like, fuck, god damn it. Fucking suck. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Oh, it's too hard. I'm still stressed out at work. So I just, at the end of the day, or at the end of any task that boggled my mind, I'll just ask myself, did I do my absolute best? If I can answer yes, then what else could you do? If you did your 99.9% best, and I say 99.9% because David Goggins, if you've heard of him, says that if you hit 100, you should be dead. So if you hit your 99.9% death or best, then you literally have nothing to worry about. And then something that hit me harder was that you have to realize that your best, it's not always good enough. And to tell yourself that and to actually like evaluate it and be like, oh shit, I did my best, but it's still my best. My absolute 99.9% is not good enough for this task. And there's two ways to handle it, I guess. You could just be like, well, I fucking suck and my life's shit and whatever. Or you can be like, well, how do I make my 99.9% even better? How much more can I train? How much more can I learn? How much more can I, better myself, And if you use that as a tool, it helps out so much. And then like work, for example, I was that guy that was so stressed out at work. I'm like, fuck, we missed this. We didn't do this. We got paperwork. We got this or whatever job I was doing. And I'd be like, dude, I'm trying as hard as I can and I can't get it, But then it hit me one day. Well, after I read this book, I'm like, oh my God, like, did I feel like I gave my all? Could I have done anything better And if your answer is no, you couldn't do anything better. You did your absolute hardest. You tried your absolute best. You ran as fast as you could. You filled out paperwork as fast as you could. You typed as fast as you could. You made as many calls as you could in the allotted time, whatever. That's all you can do. And when you go home, not even when you go home, right when you open the door out of your office or your warehouse or your wherever you work, as soon as you leave that working environment, it's done. It's over with. That day's done. And then if you're still lingering on to it, just think about, okay, well, what can I, if I didn't do my best today, how am I going to do my best tomorrow? And then even when you get into those days where you're like, I ran my fastest, I typed my fastest, I made the most calls that I could make in an 8-hour period or a 10-hour period or whatever. You can't dwell on it, you know, because you did your best. And if you still failed in the end, your best just wasn't good enough. And that's not a bad thing. You know, now you just need to learn. You need to train. You need to get better in any task. And I use it a lot in climbing too. And I don't really talk about climbing too much on here, but it happens. And that's why I love climbing so much. You know, you work hard. I train at the gym and I do push-ups and pull-ups and this or whatever. And then you go out to to the real world, the real crack or crag or, a boulder that you've been trying on. Jump on it for that one last time. And right when you get to the top, you fall off. And you're just like, motherfucker, man. And all of a sudden you get up and you're like, well, that was my best. Like my fucking fingers are bleeding. My arms are bleeding. I can't move my legs. I can't, whatever. Well, I guess if you can't move your legs, you probably gotta go to the hospital. But you know what I'm saying. You did your best. And there's nothing more you can do. And it's all right. And your best can be different. You know, every day it's gonna be different. So. But yeah, guys, so to recap, the four agreements, be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. I wish I could give out this book to absolutely everybody. wish I could even loan this book, but I just loaned it to my grandma about a year ago, and she never even read it, and I just got it back. My grandma, you know what, you're done. No more books for people. I can't loan out books anymore. They never give them back and they never read them. So, but if I had $1 billion, I would buy everybody in this world a book. I think that would, I don't know. How much are these? Fucking, honestly, I think it's like 10. Oh, I got a computer right here. Let me see. I'll tell you right now how much it is. Just get the paperback version. Let's see. What is it? Four. You are looking at, for Audible, I don't know if you have Audible. I'm thinking about getting Audible because I don't know. I don't really have time to sit down and read anymore because it's school. $8 for an ebook. $5 as an audiobook. You're looking at, shit, man. Sorry, I'm trying to get you guys a, where's the shop? Oh, shopping right here. There you go. Look at that. Amazon.com, $6.48. Buy a used one for $1.52. So I'm trying to say that it's a cheaper book, you guys. Absolutely amazing. The Four Agreements, go check it out. You guys, change your lives. Help yourselves. Self-help. Help yourself. Personal growth. It's not a bad thing. Feel feelings, you guys. Cry. Fucking be sore. Be unhappy for a second. I don't know, be angry, be whatever, but learn to evaluate it, learn to adjust from it, learn to adapt, and learn to learn. I think I already said learn, but learn some more. Learning's very important. Everybody needs to learn. Fucking crazy out there right now, you guys. But it is. Yeah. I don't know, if you're like a universal believer or whatever, everything is exactly how it is and how it's supposed to be. At this exact moment in time. I mean, not saying that's a good thing, but it is. Like, that's just, if you want to be sane in this world, you just have to know that stuff will change. Stuff always changes, you know? And I don't know. It's just a pretty interesting time to be alive right now. But I'm glad I have my health. I have a wonderful, amazing person. I'm not trying to rub this in anybody's faces, but find the things that you're grateful for. Find the things that you're happy about yourself, about other people. Make some friends. Fucking talk to people face to face or over the phone or something like that. Not just internet talking anymore. That's, it's getting too crazy. People need to have real conversations again. You know, getting too sucked out. Everybody knows it. You know, it's, I don't know. It's just really weird out there, but it's going to get better. Very optimistic person. I don't mean to be, but I know that things, they'll work out in the end. And if it's not worked out, then it's not the end. So just keep on waiting. So, all right, you guys. Well, that's all I got for you today. Happy Friday. Hope you have a great, wonderful weekend. If you guys are listening to this on the day that it airs, which this is going to air on Friday the 2nd of October, we will be in Virginia at Whitetail Nudist Resort for the volleyball tournament. So if you're there, come check it out or come say hi to us or whatever. No, or don't show up. I don't know. It's up to you. Do your thing. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But it would be nice to meet some new people. So it's Marine Whitetail. Also, you guys, we have an event coming up at Olivedale on the 17th. It's going to be our Oktoberfest hike. Me and Elizabeth are running it. It's going to be really cool. We're going to have a whole bunch of beer samples out there in the hills of Olivedale. I think just like four tables. and then we're going to have a sick-ass band at night. And they're from Vegas. They're one of our friends, or well, yeah, one of our friends' friends. They're a really cool band. They call the Garage Band or the Garage Boys. You can go check them out on Spotify and all that jazz or wherever bands are playing nowadays. But they'll be here at Olivedale playing some music. And it'll be cool. It'll be sick. Pretty sure it's going to be a free event. So all you got to do is pay for the gate fees. And then, yeah, come hang out. Come get naked and love yourselves. Okay? All right, you guys. You have a beautiful weekend. Be safe out there. Wear your mask if you have to. And if you don't have to, don't worry. I don't know. Fucking do whatever. I don't care. Well, I do care, but I mean, you know, I'm not going to judge you. I'll judge you a little bit if you're being a douchebag. But besides that, we're all good to go. All right, guys. Thank you for letting me ramble for so long. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend, you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.